Hello everyone, I hope all of you are doing absolutely good. Today, let me share with you something that all of us seek some or the other time. The secret to happiness. So what if someone told you that there's a secret recipe for happiness? Wouldn't everyone out there try that recipe? Isn't it that all of us want to be happy all the time? Or if not, then definitely most of the time. Everyone wants to be happy, and that's the reason people even try to Google search so often the secret to happiness. Even though the dictionary meaning of the word happiness is the same, it means different things to different people. Theoretically, psychologists have categorized happiness as hedonic and eudaimonic. Hedonic happiness is about feeling good and pleasure, like savoring a delicious meal. Eudaimonic happiness means associating with a deeper sense of fulfillment. It's a feeling attached to what matters to you, even when things are not always happy or joyful. Hedonic happiness is the joy of the moment, while eudaimonic happiness is long-lasting contentedness. We all must understand that it's actually impossible to be happy all the time, as there are always ups and downs in everyone's life. But eudaimonic happiness is deep-rooted and gives a sense of fulfillment that keeps us going even during tough times. It's easy to get the pleasure related to hedonic happiness, as most of us know what would make us happy at the present moment. But to attain long-lasting happiness, which is also known as eudaimonic happiness, we must seek answers to these five questions. Firstly, what would you do with a totally free day? Now here, don't consider a free day as a day when you've just been overworked and all you want to do is take a good sleep throughout the day or watch movies. A free day here means that you are completely relaxed, you wake up fresh and healthy, and you have no work to do, neither official work nor any household work. For someone, it might be going out for picnic with family, or spend time all alone reading a book. For someone, it may be going out for adventure sports. While asking this question to yourself, be aware, it must mean something to you. Think of the ways you can integrate such things in your everyday life. Secondly, what are you most willing to put efforts into? For most of us, most of the time we spend is on activities we don't really want to do. We must try and find time to do things that we are really willing to do. Such things that let us forget the time going by just because we love doing it. An example may be an artist painting his famous structure on the canvas. Thirdly, what activities put you in flow? We must try and spend some time in a state of flow. It means even if we are busy with our routine tasks, we must spend some time on work that keeps us engaged without any limitations of time. The fourth thing is, whose faces do you see when you hear the word love? Tough times like these days have taught us one very important thing. It's so much necessary to stay connected with our loved ones. Our near and dear ones bring so much joy to our lives, and we must take time out to nurture those relationships. In our busy lives, we most of the time forget to connect with them. Loneliness deters both physical as well as mental health. So think about how to spend and how much to spend the quality time with the people you love. Lastly, ask yourself, how would you want your life to be summarized someday? How do you want to be remembered? As a caring parent or someone who selflessly served the weaker communities, or someone who worked really hard to attain the top position in the society? If how you are spending your time at present doesn't gel well with what you want your life to end up with, then it's time to bring about changes. And no, these need not be very huge changes. You may easily take small steps that will take you a long way. So happiness is not something we can generalize, but these questions will help you find out what happiness would look like to you. You may keep answering these questions to yourself and reconnect with yourselves as many times as you like. Happiness definitely will not seem elusive after this. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Stay safe, stay healthy.